Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Sales Intel's Season 2 podcast, Pipeline Pioneer, where our objective, our goal is to help the community learn from the experts and the practitioners as to how to build the most optimal pipeline that ultimately converts into revenue. As we all know, generating pipeline is the heart and blood of any organization, and it takes a village to build a pipeline that comes to fruition and converts into revenue. Today, I'm excited to have second time guest, second season, Ronald Richards. Ronald, welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, Manoj, it is a pleasure to be here. Yeah, I'm super excited, man. It's always fun when I get that rare opportunity to talk to you, the man at Sales Intel. So yeah, I'm ready to dive into it.
Oh, you're so kind. So Ronald, to kick things off, why don't you tell our audience, like, you're a well-known, you know, identity on LinkedIn and the B2B space, but still, you know, tell the community about yourself, about your business, and how in your role do you help generate or influence the pipeline for your business?
Yeah, so Manoj, I'm a bit of the technology sales evangelist is kind of what I'm calling myself right now, meaning that I feel just such a drive to serve the community that I've been part of for the last 25-ish years. I've started and run a couple of businesses in the space selling B2B products, technology products. And so here I am, 25 years in, where, I created my consulting company, Ronald Richards LLC, back in 2016 to really focus on helping to evolve the way that we sell, but evolve by taking us back a bit, right? And focusing more on building deeper relationships, focusing more on those fundamentals that I think have gotten lost. And it's so funny, Manoj, because we're in technology, right? And so we're always so quick to adopt, the latest and greatest technologies, which we should, but our philosophy and how we use the technologies, I think, has taken us further and further away from building those better and deeper relationships, right? So I try to bridge, as a technology practitioner myself, I try to bridge those gaps, right, in my consulting practice, where we embrace technology, we embrace all of the wonderful things that we can do now, but we use those as tools to funnel us to greater and deeper relationships.
Yeah, at the end of the day, people buy from people they know, they trust, right, and they want to do business with. So true. So, great transition to AI. What are you hearing about AI? Especially when it comes to pipeline generation, what do you think? Is AI going to take away the sales roles? Is going to disrupt some part of the businesses? Or it's going to be, a companion, a productivity booster for the go-to-market team members? What's your take?
Well, Manoj, that depends on who's using it. Okay, so those that are using it intelligently and those that are going to get the best results are going to be people that really use it as a tool, right? And understand, or rather get better at understanding how that tool works, right? Think about like a screwdriver, right? A screwdriver you use specifically to screw, let's say a Phillips head screwdriver to unscrew or screw in a Phillips screw, right? You could take that same screwdriver and you could like use it to pound nails, right? Or you could use it to pry something open, but that's not what the tool is intended for, right? And you're not going to get the best results out of that tool by using it that way. I look at AI the exact same way. Like, I use AI every single day. I have a very high respect for how to use it properly in a way to, again, to bridge us to deeper relationships. But it's increased my efficiency. It's allowed me to produce so much more like great content for my community. So I think that it's absolutely a way for us to leverage technology to, again, build these deeper relationships and do better business. But it's also, for folks that are hacks out there, a way for them to just be lazy, right? But here's the thing. If you're using it to just be lazy, it shows. Yep. Like, none of us are fooled anymore. Like, yep, we know when I get that, when I see that comment on a post, when I see that email, when I see that text that's 100% written by AI, we all know.
Yep.
And so that's I think the differentiator, Manoj. You're going to have folks that truly understand the power of AI, that are going to implement it in their platforms. If they're SaaS platforms, they're going to integrate it in their platforms intelligently. And then people that are end users are going to use it in intelligent ways, again, to create efficiencies that bring them closer to customers. And then there's going to be the hacks that just use it because in ways to be lazy, and they're not going to get the results that they think that they're going to get.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. So in the process of pipeline generation, you need a lot of pieces to come together. You need to figure out who your ICP is. You need to figure out what the message to give to those ICP, who's the buying persona, and what time do you give which message, which channel to pick. In all those activities, where do you think is the most optimal use of AI, or where are you seeing the tools, or where are you using and optimizing that use of AI to be more to make you be more productive?
Yeah. So when I'm talking about the sales process, I'm always going to start with ICP. I think I can spend a whole day, and I have spent a whole day training people on ICP, because I don't feel like we take enough time to really dive into not just who can buy our products or who we can do business with, but who we produce the very best outcomes for, who we produce the best outcomes for, and who are the very best for us and our business. Yep. So when we're talking about ICP, it has to be about super high alignment on both sides, right? AI can be such a powerful tool in analyzing the data and information that we have in order to create just a rock star ICP model. Right. Like, I believe in getting as detailed as possible and determining who it is that we want to target to do business with. So we want to know not just their buying behaviors. We want to know personality traits. I want to know as much information as possible, because I think that better informs us and how to do everything else that comes next. Yep. Right. Like, Manoj, you just mentioned like marketing and how to speak to that ICP. Well, when we do all the work to create the most holistic niche down ICP that we can, well, it just informs, again, everything else. Now we know exactly how it becomes easier to talk to that customer. We know what sort of verbiage to use, and AI can help to craft that those messages, right?
Yep.
But again, the power is going to be in getting as specific as possible. And we leveraging that technology, we can do that in ways that were just so much more difficult to do before.
Yeah, you nailed it, Ronald. You know, when I couldn't agree more with you. And second, to double down on that argument, it's so important to nail your ICP. Because we all have limited resources, whether you're a startup or a growth, you know, what are they call it, like a startup or scale up, right?
Yeah.
The term that's going, or you're the large established enterprise, you are always limited with the resources that you have. So if you know your ICP, you know those limited resources you are using productively. And the thing I love about using AI for ICP determination is, you know, it's so non-intrusive. Because that's a data work that you're doing versus writing a content, copying and pasting from ChatGPT right away. So couldn't agree more with you. Well, now that we have figured out the ICP, we have nailed the messaging, what channels, how do we optimize your investments across different channels? So I'm going to share, you're a second time guest, you know, the game here, you know, you're 100 pennies and your goal is to make sure that you are optimizing your, let me just make sure I share my screen. You can see my screen, right, Donald?
I can, yeah.
Perfect. So the goal is this. You have 100 pennies, you have multiple channels. As we know, pipeline is generated through multiple channels, right? Distributing your pennies and see what works, doubling down on that. In 2025, where would you invest your pennies to generate the pipeline for your business?
Ooh, okay. Such a big question. So I'm going to say, because I'm a sales guy, so I'm always going to start with sales.
Yes, you and I both, right? Should I put 2 pennies in here, 20 pennies?
We'll go 2 pennies in there.
All right, let's do 20.
Actually, we're going to go through 3 pennies in there.
All right. You know what? We put our... we put our money where our mouth is.
There we go. Okay. Yeah. And the next, I want three pennies in customer.
Love it. You know, I love your focus. You always, have a thesis and you just double down on that.
Well, see, Manoj, here's the reason for that. When I sit down with a new client and we start to talk about their business, and everyone has the same question for me, how can we grow sales? Well, the first question I ask them is, what are we doing with our existing customers? The fastest way to new money is old money. Right. So like, it's not just going back and revisiting them and finding lost opportunities for lost revenue, but it's also about enabling them as advocates for our business so that we can use them as referral sources and implied referral sources to grow business faster. Because as we're out there selling, we spend 60 to 70% of our time just trying to establish credibility with the people that we're going to sell to. Our customers are a cheat code to getting credibility with other people, right? People that they know and that trust them, when they bring us into an opportunity, well, now we get that trust as well applied to us. Okay, so customer next, I'm gonna go partnership.
All right.
Partnership.
How many pennies will you put on partnership?
Oh, I'm running out of pennies. So I'm gonna say two.
Okay, we are going to put two pennies in partnership.
And that's just another way of generating great revenue, right? We're aligning with companies and individuals that we've got good alignment with, right? And it's a way of expediting the sales process, right? Because leveraging their relationships.
Right, and especially like economy like this, where the partnership has already established the credibility, right? Some partner has already established the credibility and they're taking you in with them.
Yep. Okay. I'm going to go, this is hard, but community, we'll go a penny into community.
Okay.
And then we're going to go one into product. And there's some glowing, like, yeah, I know people are going to be looking there and say, well, you didn't put any social and everything. Because here's the thing. I feel like that's in the sales bucket, like part of what we should be training our salespeople on. And also, so I'm missing pennies from marketing too, is because I feel like our sales teams can be part of that engine for social and marketing.
Yep.
And that should be part of a salesperson's job now in 2025 is working on that brand and leveraging social media for marketing themselves and marketing the company and connecting with people. Yep. And I also feel that from a marketing perspective, why we have no pennies in marketing is because we're going to activate our customers, our partners, and our community. And that's our way of more organic marketing, which, by the way, is a whole lot less expensive.
That's right. Couldn't agree more. So I pulled out, Ronald, your last year's 2024 pennies, right? This is how you had invested your pennies. This chart essentially shows you the pennies that you have invested. You have decided to invest in different channels. In orange and blue is the community. Right,
yep.
Community is nothing but other go-to-market leaders and entrepreneurs like you who are investing pennies in different channels. When you look at this, where sales is so and the customer led is so out of the averages here, what surprises you here?
Okay, so not a lot from the community, because I kind of expect that, but I want to explain why I am so bullish on in the areas that I'm bullish on. So when I started my career in technology, we had multiple vendors or multiple components of from telecom and backup. We had two separate buckets that companies had. You had your telecom and then you had your IT guy, right?
Yep.
So telecom group and then IT group. But the handwriting was on the wall that eventually this group called IT was going to become bigger and more influential, and what we call telecom would go away, right? And a lot of what telecom did, IT does. So today, like what we would have called the IT group, they oversee everything now, right? Telecom, data, infrastructure, cloud, all of that. So when I look at sales, the technology seller in the modern era, I see their ability to impact so many other areas of the business if we enable them and we train them properly, right? So like they can be our number one marketers, right? They can lead on collaboration and partnership. If again, we enable them. So like, that's why I'm so bullish on that. And as an entrepreneur, and I see things a little bit differently because I'm an entrepreneur like you are, Manoj. So when I see those pennies, it's real money to me.
Real money to us, yeah.
Right. And so I see, where do I get the most bang for my buck? That's where I'm going to double down. And the salesperson, they're on the front lines, and there's so many other pieces that they now touch that they didn't touch 15 years ago. 15 years ago, we wouldn't be having a conversation about salespeople and marketing, right? But now, because of social, because of their ability to build brands that are extensions of our companies, they can be the top marketers in a company. Right. Yep. So that's why I'm doubling down on that. The customer component, why I'm so much more bullish on that is, again, as I said earlier in this conversation, the fastest way to new money is old money. We yep. don't do a great job at really getting the most share of wallet from our existing customers and leveraging them as business resources. New business resources. We're always focused on getting the next customer. And we forget that database of customers that we already have. And I think that companies in this highly competitive environment that we're in right now that do a great job of delivering fantastic results for their customers and then have plans in place to leverage those customers for new opportunities and more revenue are going to have tremendous success.
Couldn't agree more with you, Ronald. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm sure the community is going to get lots of values and the nuggets from this discussion. So thank you.
It's been